Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with your marketing team.
Yes.
So I'm from the Google Guarantee Department, and the reason for my call is because you clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee leads.
Yes, I did.
Is this not a good time?
No, it's fine. I'm not sure this is what I wanted, but I actually am curious about. So the guy was telling me that I have to pay, like, if people click and it's a direct call to me, so if they call me, is that correct? Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah. Google Guarantee is built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. It's a phenomenal service. There are a few requirements, and there is an upfront cost, but once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, there is absolutely no better pay-per-lead service because the clients do contact you directly, and you only pay for qualified leads.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he said my fees are based on my area and some other things?
Yep, absolutely. So there's a couple of different things. First and foremost, let's make sure you meet the requirements for Google Guarantee in the first place. So do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Yes.
Okay. Can you pass a background check?
Yes.
Okay. I have to ask. Not everybody can. So there's a one-time $250 application fee. The way that works is that application and setup fee is actually going to go for background check for yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate. It's also going to go to get you completely Google Guarantee approved. Now, have you ever done a search on Google and seen the Google Guarantee section at the top of the page?
I have not.
Okay, so this is an elite service that Google built to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. I can see here that you're no stranger to HomeAdvisor as you have the emblem in your account multiple times. So we'll use that as a jumping-off point, okay? Everything that you've experienced through HomeAdvisor, which whether it's good or bad, I know that you've probably had the experience of fluctuating lead costs, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me how bad it is, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not telling you how bad it is. I just want to give you a comparison. So your lead cost is locked in. Your lead cost is $37.33. It doesn't go up or change, okay? The clients, when they're reaching out, they're contacting you directly, and you only pay for qualified leads. So Google gives you a Google call tracking phone number to ensure because they're actually going to be recording the phone calls that are coming from that call tracking phone number to ensure that you're getting qualified leads, okay? So all of the things that you don't like about the Angie's HomeAdvisor situation have been made right with this. So the way it works is you pay the $250 application fee. I send you the application. We go ahead and you fill it out. It takes less than 10 minutes to fill out the entire application. And then from there, what happens is we go ahead and we send it off for Google Guarantee approval along with the background check. The maximum amount of time that it takes to get that Google Guarantee approval is a grand total of 4 to 6 weeks. I've seen it happen sooner than that plenty of times. It doesn't always take that long. Okay, once your Google Guarantee approved, we set up your Google Guarantee badge, and we go ahead and set up the profile. At that point, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 Google Guaranteed leads per month. Your lead cost is $37.33, so that puts your minimum monthly budget at $487. You pay the $487, and the leads come to you at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase that or decrease that as you see fit. So, for example, the phone rings. It's a caller. If it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. If somebody is requesting a service that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it is somebody calling for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. The only two instances that you're charged is if you give estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified Google Guarantee lead. Okay?
All right.
All the calls are recorded. Go ahead.
So what happens, so I pay for 13 up front, but what happens if I don't get 13?
Oh, the budget rolls over. That's exactly what I'm jumping into next, okay? So the cool thing about it is you're in complete control over it. What happens a lot of times, I can tell you seriously 7 out of 10 times, that my clients, they take on the first couple of leads. They're absolutely fire. They love the leads. And they say, let's go ahead and crank that budget up. I would like to get 6 leads in a week or more. Some people want 40 leads in a month. It just depends, okay? So you have the ability to be in complete control of this. If you want to increase the leads, fantastic. If you need to pause the leads because you're booked or you're going on vacation or you just know that you're not going to be able to take on any leads that week, then you have the ability to call in and pause the campaign. That budget rolls over until you reactivate the campaign. So same instance, if you didn't receive all 13 leads in that month, that budget's going to roll over until it's exhausted. It's not an automatic charge.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of, I just work by myself and small, so I don't even need, I mean, I only need like 2 leads a week, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even want too many anyhow.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, that absolutely makes sense. And this would be perfect for that because we can even taper it down like that. So then that budget's going to actually last you longer because you're in complete control of it. Absolutely.
All right. So I don't, so going back to, so I'm on Google as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I search Google, how would I get or see that if anybody...
Are you on a laptop, a PC, or your mobile device?
I'm on a PC laptop, yeah.
You're on a PC laptop. Okay, so first thing I want you to do is I want you to search, and I want you to go up to the right-hand corner with the 3 dots, and it's going to give you the drop-down, and I want you to click New Incognito Window so you get a clean search.
New Incognito Window, so I don't know.
So the 3 dots in the upper right-hand corner.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. Yep. New in private window.
Yep, that's the one. Perfect.
All right.
Okay, now I want you to type in HVAC.
All right.
Contractor.
All right.
In Coldwater, Michigan, or MI. With your zip code, 49036.
Alright.
Now, the page should produce a result that says HVAC Pros Coldwater. Do you see that?
HVAC Pros, 5-star Pros matching. HVAC contractors in Coldwater, there's a
see where it says... Well, above the map, do you see where it says sponsored?
I do not. So does that mean there's nobody sponsored in my area? Or
no, there's a lot in your area. Hold on. I'm trying to get a video link so I can show you.
Well, so I'm on Microsoft Bing, it says.
Oh, you're on Bing? Okay, is there a way for you to go to Google? Can you go to google.com?
I was on Google, but you made me go to some in private browser.
You can try it without doing a private browser. It just doesn't always give you a clean search. You can do the same search for HVAC contractor in Coldwater MI and see what pops up. There you go. So if you click there where it says More HVAC Pros in Coldwater, it's going to give you a drop down and it's going to show you Google guaranteed providers in your area. So it should be like a little blue hyperlink right below those 3 listings that with an arrow that says More HVAC Pros in Coldwater. Do you see that?
I did. I am on it. So
okay.
All these people. That's all. Kinder R&M is way down there.
Now, not all of these people are currently active. They have to have the green check mark next to their name to be active at this moment. So these, all of these companies are Google Guarantee approved, but not all of them are taking leads on in this very moment. As of right this moment, PaySino is the only one who's taking leads on at this moment. So when you're active and you're currently taking on leads, your green check mark is checked. If you are on pause, like you're booked or you only want a couple leads for the week, you're not taking leads on in that very moment, then it still shows that you're a provider to Google Guarantee. It just doesn't show that you're active at the moment.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Weird. Most of these people I've never even heard of.
Right. Well, there's lots of different options available here. We're able to be very specific with the services, where and how you're providing your services in your area. And they also, the cool thing about this is that Google lists you right there with the Google Guarantee, which is that Google will actually reimburse their client, the client that you would be working with, if there was any type of mistake or problem with their service, that they would actually back your business up and insure the work that you do for that client up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance. Okay, not that you would need it, but that is Google's guarantee to the general public by listing you as the service provider in this section.
Gotcha. All right, and then, if we have all these people are Google guaranteed, why, how do they just have to pick me?
Well, when you're active, it's going to come up to the top. Just like this guy's up on the top because he's active. These other guys aren't active right now. They're not currently taking on the leads at this very moment. For whatever reason, they don't have their ad active. So we also do quite a few things. You're a current client with us for the local map listing. We also provide quite a few different services to optimize your Google Guarantee ad and push it further to the top. So that way you can get the best qualified leads.
Gotcha. What, okay. All right. I'm just thinking. Why this, if you go to the map, so the Google Guarantee, I'm not sure that it does anything other than just put me on this little spot with the Google Guarantee program.
Oh, Google Guarantee does a lot of different things. So the cool thing about the Google Guarantee is that it shows a 33% conversion over any other type of pay-per-lead service, and it gives you a secondary position on the first page of Google. So not only are you listed within the local map, but you also will show up in the Google Guarantee section, which is one of the very most coveted positions on the first page of Google. This is where a lot of the services are going to wind up being turning to, okay?
I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm here for, is to educate you on it. Plus, I would be on your account as well as Ivan, who is the technician in that department. So we walk you through everything step by step.
Gotcha. Well, normally, if I Google something, anytime I see sponsored, truthfully, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't really like Google, and I don't like, so I kind of avoid that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just debating whether or not I think this is good
right.
or not.
Well, that's
kind of complicated to get there.
That's you, That's not the general public. So it's not really that difficult for people to get to. The reason I had you go to a clean search is because you are a current client, and I don't know how often you're searching to see where you're showing on the first page of Google without clearing your cache. Okay? But when a service is needed, like when my air conditioner goes out or I have no heat, I go to Google, right? The Google Guarantee section pops up at the very top, and it's guaranteed providers. I know for a fact that if I see a listing with a guaranteed provider, I'm a lot more likely to click on that because I understand what guarantee means. Just what that word alone means is going to give that client a lot more confidence and satisfaction in choosing you. If they don't click on your Google Guarantee ad and they scroll down further and they see that you're listed in the local map, that was an absolutely free lead that you didn't have to pay the $37.33 for. But because you have multiple positions on the first page of Google services, you're taking up more real estate. Your services are going to be a lot more coveted in this area.
Gotcha. Which, I mean, that, I guess that makes sense. I'm just trying to learn. I ask questions even sometimes I already know the answer.
I appreciate those questions because this is the thing, Mike. I have clients all day that they've heard of this service, right? And they'll call in or they'll say, Amy, I want the upgrade. And they don't ask a lot of questions. And then when it comes back down, they don't exactly understand what's going on. And that can be very frustrating to them. I personally like a person who asks a lot of questions because then you have a really clear understanding of what you are and are not getting. And if you're uneducated in this area, I don't mind taking the time at all. It's my pleasure.
Okay. So now, how specific of an area?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How specific of an area can we dial in on?
Very specific. You can be very specific. You can zip code it. You can go by county. You can go by city. If you're licensed in the entire state and you want to service the entire state, which you probably don't, but I'm just saying if you did, okay, we can make sure that it's coming up. There's no limit to the number of sections or areas that you can come up on the first page
okay,
in this
so,
section.
Because I'm actually licensed in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana because they all come together right here. And truthfully, I like to work in Indiana a little better.
Okay.
If we did it, I have to dial it in different directions. I'm actually building a new shop closer to Indiana and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to move away from cold water anyway. But,
okay. That won't be a problem.
Neither here nor there. Gotcha.
Right. And when you're ready to move your physical location over to that new shop and you want, if you're not keeping like two locations, one in Coldwater and one in the other area, then we can even change the GBP over. That's not a problem. We just re-verify it and move it over because it's a relocation.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. So it's $37 in my area per lead. That's what you said, correct?
Correct.
Okay, 13 up front, and then when those 13 are used, they hit me again for 13 more?
They're going to contact you, yes, to reallocate the budget. So the way that it works is if you want to move forward, the only thing I need right now is the $250 application fee. I will send you the application via text and via email. We give you 24 hours with the application if you need that long. The application itself literally takes less than 10 minutes. What you're doing is uploading the business documents, the business license and insurance. You're giving your social security number, and you are naming the number of years you've been in business. It's very quick application. And then I schedule the client interview with Ivan. He's the actual technician that handles everything for Google Guarantee. He takes about 15 minutes to review the application and answer any further questions you have, and we process the application and background check. That process, the maximum amount of time that it could take for you, Mike, is a total of 4 to 8 weeks. It usually doesn't take that long. I've seen it happen sooner all the time. It truly just depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. After it's approved, we contact you and we say, hey, Mike, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. We're not going to automatically charge the card we have on file, the 487, because if you're not ready, that's going to overdraw your account. We wouldn't do that to you.
Gotcha. But they make you do the 13, even though I don't want that big of a workload.
Correct. It's a minimum requirement.
Gotcha.
The 13 is a minimum requirement.
Gotcha. All right. And then, so with this application, does it have a credit card link? Can I pay it or I have to pay you?
No, you're going to pay me. I have a card on file. I have a card on file currently for your monthly billing of, let me see here.
Hold on.
I have a Visa ending in 2368.
1 second. Let me see what when that one is. Probably they might. 2368, you said?
Yes, sir.
The hell is it? Oh, it's that one. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me go ahead and process this. You're going to see the invoice come in. This is 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes as well as it is a complete marketing cost. And then I'm going to send the application out to you here in just a second. Go ahead and get this going for you.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
So I've been doing this like as on a part-time basis since 2006 or 2008. Should I mm-hmm. put that down, or should I put down, I've only been doing it like full-time for so long? You say that it's better for me to put down that I've been doing it
longer. The longer the better. Yeah, the longer the better, absolutely.
All right, licensed in Ohio since 2008.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you're licensed in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I live in Michigan, where mm-hmm. my farm is, and then I'm a half a mile to Ohio and a half a mile to Indiana. I'm right in the corners.
Okay, so you're going to upload all of those documents, and the insurance covers you for each of those, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when you get this application form, it's going to have you upload the business license. So you're just going to go ahead and upload them in with the licenses that you have for each individual state. Let me take a look here. Hold on. Let me look at the documents that we currently have for you. One moment. Original file. Okay. All right. I don't see that we have that on file anyway. So that's going to be good to have that. I might be missing it though. Okay. I did just send the application over via text message. I'm going to send it again right now, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed Application. In the Google Guaranteed application, it's going to ask you what the minimum monthly budget or the monthly budget is. Yours is $487, okay?
All right.
I'm sending this to you now. And then what time should I set your client interview? Do you want it for later today, or would you like 24 hours with the application just to make sure you cross the T's?
I'm
going to
probably do the application now, but I actually have an install later.
Okay.
This afternoon, so I'm going to be busy.
I can push it as late as between 6:30 and 7:30, or we can schedule it for tomorrow.
I'll be working. But the guy that's, I'm meeting this guy at 3. We're not even starting until 3:30. So I'm
okay,
not.
Cool. All right.
If
so do you want to?
If you said 10 minutes, I can maybe do it.
I sent an email and text message, whatever is easiest for you. I'll schedule your client interview for tomorrow morning. I can do between 10:30 and 11:30. Does that work for you?
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday the 3rd.
Yes, we can try that, I suppose.
Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to get another email now that's going to say GGEN for English CI client interview. I will be the one to call and introduce you to Ivan between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It won't take very long. He's just going to cross the T's and dot the I's with the application, okay? So we'll be very respectful of your time.
Gotcha.
All right. That's sent out. Everything is good to go for you now, Michael. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I do not.
All right. It was a pleasure taking care of you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.